And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, in Sitka, Alaska, where it's 41 degrees under overcast skies. And joining me in the studio is Isaac Patinkin. He's with the Haim Center, here to talk about Parent Power Hour. I didn't trip over those words this time. And also the climbing wall. Welcome to Morning Edition, Isaac.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you were in here maybe a couple of months ago to talk about Parent Power Hour, and you're here now to tell us that the hours have been extended.
Yeah, so we tried to reach out into the community and get a feel for how to make Parent Power Hour a little bit more accessible. Everybody's got a different schedule in the morning. Some folks wake up really early, some folks are later. And the feedback we got was, gosh, it would be really wonderful if you guys could extend that instead of ending at 9:30 to 10. So we've done that. So now Parent Power Hour runs from 8:15 in the morning until 10 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're finishing out our test month through April. So that's all the way through the last Tuesday in April. And what we're really trying to do is encourage anybody who's interested to come on down and give it a trial run. There are great spin classes you can sign up for during that time. There's also a balls and bands class that runs during that time. That's a great opportunity. So even if you've thought, gosh, you know, maybe I should test it out, now's a great month to let us know that you're interested in exploring it. If we have enough folks to continue signing up for the month of May, then we're going to go ahead and keep on running it through the summer. So that's our hope right now. And what we're looking for is parents, moms, dads, grandparents to come on down, give it a try, and have that hour and a half workout, whatever time you have during 8:15 to 10 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, to come on down and work out worry-free.
So this is the make it or break it month for the most part. And if people have been thinking, well, I would love to try this out, but you haven't actually made the commitment, now is probably the time to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. Now's the time to do it. We have 5 sessions left in the month of April, and it's a $5 drop-in fee for those sessions. It's open to members and non-members. So even if you're not a member of Haim's and you just want to kind of test it out, come on down. You don't have to be signed up for the whole session. If it's something that you like, you can definitely sign up for the month of May as soon as we open that up and get the feedback from the community that, yes, this is something that we'd really love to see continue. And you don't have to be there at 8:15. You know, if you get there at 9:15 or 9:30 and you're like, I just need 20 minutes on a treadmill, please bring us your kids. We'll take good care of them. And you can go have that time for yourself and your heart.
And so the kids that you can watch are from 0 to 5 years old?
Yeah, 0 to 5. And the reason we have that age limit is because there's so many different great activities for older kids in town. And a lot of them are at school. But it's that 0 to 5 age that's a little harder sometimes to find childcare for. And to find that time in your day as a super busy parent to get to Haim's, to get your workout on. And so that's where we try and limit that age group to also make it so that we don't have super, super old kids with really, really little kids. And it's more of a balanced dynamic in the room.
How many adults are usually there watching the children?
So we usually have 3 adults watching the kids, and that allows us to divide up the group between the gym and the smaller volunteer room where it's a more quiet play space. Depending on how many kids we have on a regular basis, that changes the volunteer base. So sometimes we have 2 staff and sometimes we have 3, depending on how many kids are coming on a regular basis.
Well, and how many folks have you been getting lately?
Right now, so for a while, and why we did this sort of last push trial session for April, there was one fabulous diehard family. So a shout out goes to Marcus and Elsa for being our consistent folks there. And recently, there's been about 5 to 7 kids on a regular basis, which has been great. And if we can keep those numbers going, even if it's a slightly different group every week, that's fabulous. And so we'll keep that going through the summer and into the future. Our staff is composed of a fabulous team. Our core volunteers are Lauren, Xavier, and myself. All of us have really diverse experience working with kids, working in school systems, doing everything from AmeriCorps and library work to early childhood education. So it's a really neat team to be a part of. And what we try and do is just create a fun, imaginative space for the kids to kind of work out in their own imaginative way while mom, dad, grandparents, and guardians are working out upstairs or in the class.
So are the kids in the gym? They're playing with balls? They're playing with those things you scoot around on?
Totally. We're playing with the scoots. Lately, there's been a big space theme. Who knows why? It's just what they come in with. So we've been flying to outer space. We've been making space stations. We've been putting on all sorts of creative spacesuits. And then usually we have some sort of story time or parachute song time where we all hide under the parachute tent. We get some songs going to try and vary it a little between super active, energetic stuff going on with the kids and then mellowing down a little bit before mom and dad come pick them up.
So that's Parent Power Hour, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 8:15 to 10. And April's the month to commit.
Absolutely.
Or call ahead for May if you'd like to reserve a spot, right?
That would be great. Yeah. So if you're not able to come for the next five sessions, but you know you want to come in the future, give the Hames Center a call at 747-5080 and just let us know that you'd love to sign up.
Okay. Well, then there's something else you'd like to talk about, and that's on the climbing wall.
Yeah. So the climbing wall is still going on. It's had a recent expansion. Huge thanks to our amazing team for making all of that happen. So we have a very tall wall that's gotten a whole new facelift with new paint, new holds, and the expansion of the bouldering wall and the low ropes wall. It's a really amazing way to come in and challenge yourself. To overcome things that you thought were impossible to do. We have some of our hardcore volunteers and people who've made the climbing wall happen, Monique and Blaine, John and Kara, are all sailors. And it is sailing season again. And so they are about to head off on amazing adventures. And so we're looking for folks who are interested in working with young people, especially on meeting and overcoming challenges that are presented at the climbing wall. So if you're interested in helping volunteer occasionally at the climbing wall, especially if you love working with young people, if you have any climbing experience, we're really looking for those folks. And for that, I would say call myself, Isaac, and my phone number is area code 505-231 8407. That's 505-231-8407. And give me a call and let me know if you're interested, and we'll see if it's a match. We really need help with birthday parties and making the climbing wall a more available resource for folks. So if you love working with kids on those challenges, love working at the climbing wall and challenging yourself, that's a great opportunity for you. So
well, and the climbing wall is open Mondays and Wednesdays, 4:30 to 6:30?
Right now we have Mondays and Wednesdays, 4:30 to 6:30. Our Saturday regular climbing times are not happening throughout the summer. Occasionally you'll have a rainy day climbing session where you come by and notice the climbing wall is open. And if it is, please definitely come and check us out. But Monday and Wednesday afternoons, our amazing volunteer Brian and a number of other folks who are belay assistants are going to be working the climbing wall. So come on down, check it out, see if it's something that you're interested in, and definitely talk to one of our wall hosts or myself if you're interested in learning more about the climbing wall and learning how to become a climbing wall volunteer yourself.
Well, and so you need volunteers to help kids navigate the climbing wall. So now these sessions on Mondays and Wednesdays, are those open to kids?
They are absolutely open to kids, yeah. And we're also exploring different possibilities of creating adult times. That's still kind of in the works. So if you're interested in helping to make that happen, definitely give myself a call as well. But the afternoon sessions are very much open to kids of all ages, whether you're 45 or 5 or anything in between. It's a great way to just explore and experiment, challenging your body, challenging your mind, to work on different problems at the wall, work on heights, work on trusting each other, being on the other end of a rope. And it's just a really fun and encouraging space to try new things. So,
well, once again, for folks, if they're interested in volunteering with the climbing wall, the number to call is
505-231-8407. So 505-231-8407. And that's my direct number. So just give me a call. My name is Isaac. And let me know what you're interested in.
Great. And the general number for the Haim Center is 747-5080. And if folks would like to reserve, put themselves on the list for Parent Power Hour for May, it's probably a good idea to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have 5 sessions left for April. So definitely come on down and check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Isaac.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Have a great one.
You too. I've been speaking with Isaac Patinkin with the Haim Center. Parent Power Hour is held Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:15 to 10. And then the Climbing Wall is open Mondays and Wednesdays, 4:30 to 6:30. Isaac's put out a call for volunteers to help kids with the Climbing Wall.